WJTL New from Switch. That's Jump. Third day kicking and screaming prior to that. Good morning at 7:04.
You can join Nick as she counts down the top 25 songs right here at WJTL. It happens every Friday morning from 9 to 11. And then Saturday night from 7 to 9. It's the top 25 countdown sponsored by Dutch Valley Food Distributors in Myerstown.
Joining us on the phone this morning from Child Evangelism Fellowship of Lancaster County, our friend Kathleen Walter. Good morning, Kathleen.
Good morning.
So great to have you on the phone. Anybody you'd like to say hello to this morning?
Well, of course, the staff here at CES, my husband Todd, who's busily getting children to school, the kids, Zach Reese, Nadia Corbin, and a special shout out to my sister who just moved here from Colorado, Dr. Heather Soisman.
Oh, how nice. Welcome, Heather. Glad to have you in the area. Kathleen, tell us about Child Evangelism Fellowship, if you would.
Yes, our mission here at CEF is to evangelize, disciple, and connect. We evangelize children with the gospel of Jesus Christ. We disciple children in God's word. Once they know Jesus, we want to make sure they're walking with him, and we connect them to a local Bible-believing church. And we do that through some programs. We have our Good News Clubs, which reach kindergarten through sixth grade students in the public schools, our JYC, Jesus U Connection for middle schoolers. And then we have three summer programs that we offer, five-day clubs, VBS, and Camp Good News, where we partner with churches to do that.
Well, you guys have a lot going on. How have you adapted with everything that's going on as far as COVID goes?
Great question. Well, the message at CEF is the same. It's been the same for over 2,000 years. But like everyone else, we've had to adapt as well. So it's more how we're bringing the message. And this summer, we did Zoom into five-day clubs, as well as some in-person clubs that were socially distanced and followed all the proper protocol. And I probably was the biggest naysayer of online ministry, but would you believe we had 106 children involved in our summer programs, and four children chose to believe in Jesus, and those four were all in our Zoom into five-day clubs. They were online praying and choosing to believe in Jesus. So it was super exciting. And now for the fall, we're offering three options for our Good News Clubs. We're either going to do them in person, off-site, where they're socially distanced, or we're going to have Zoom into Good News Clubs so children can come online, or we're going to do correspondence Good News Clubs using the old snail mail system and mailing things back and forth. So, yeah, we have options for our volunteers, whatever they're comfortable with, and that's what they'll be offering for their specific Good News Clubs throughout the county.
Isn't it awesome that God can even use Zoom?
It's amazing to me. I can't believe how it all came together. And I'm not to put our staff down here, but we're not the most technologically savvy group. So God worked quite a miracle bringing us all up to speed and providing what we needed. But it's been so great. And the kids keep saying they just love seeing their friends. And one child actually said, "Why can't we have more Bible clubs?" And wow. The teacher said, "Well, it's called five-day club, so we only meet for 5 days." And another kid said, "Why can't it be called five-year club?" Aww. And another kid said, "Or five-century club." So they're really into it. They're really enjoying it.
Oh, that is awesome. Kathleen, if folks want more information about CEF Lancaster County, can they visit online?
Please do. Come to our website at ceflancaster.org. That's ceflancaster.org. And you can find out all about volunteering, praying for us, being a donor, getting your kids signed up to join any of these fun clubs, and just spreading the gospel all throughout Lancaster County, because I think we really need it. And, you know, in today's world, Fred, almost half of all Americans who accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior are doing it before reaching the age of 12. That is why CEF is just a vital ministry.
Visit ceflancaster.org. Coming up, we'll talk more with Kathleen. We'll find out about what God is doing through their ministry and how you could be involved. They do have some events coming up. We'll tell you about that on the way. Also, Toby Mack, Jeremy Sean Dibler,